You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about a spooky book that takes place in Milwaukee.
Imagine that you're a 12-year-old Milwaukee Sentinel paperboy wandering through an unknown Milwaukee neighborhood on a cold Wisconsin winter evening in 1987. Dan Kois has been there, and it made such an impression on him that he's written a frightening and funny novel all about it. The book is called Hampton Heights, One Harrowing Night in the Most Haunted Neighborhood in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Kois sat down with Doug Gordon of WPR's Beta to talk about writing the book and living through the events that inspired the book.
Hampton Heights is the story of six middle school paperboys who live around the east side and in Milwaukee. They're all taken out in a van by their stupid manager, Kevin, to sell Milwaukee Sentinel subscriptions in a neighborhood chosen randomly, in this case, Hampton Heights. They're set loose on the streets in pairs. They're told whoever sells the most gets $20, and when it's all over, they all get to go to Burger King. While they're there, they also discover that they have been inadvertently dropped into Milwaukee's most haunted neighborhood, and each pair of boys, as well as their stupid manager, Kevin, will have to encounter and overcome certain supernatural creatures. What I imagined was not only the monsters, but also the kind of delicate but real peace and comedy between two populations that are in those sort of similar moments of transition, moments that sometimes can create real strife, but in other circumstances create a kind of like banding together and a comprehension that for all these populations' differences and for all the real tensions between them, they're in the same boat. And the real enemy is the corporations, the factories that are closing, the people who are trying to keep those middle class or working class people down.
These kids are dealing with witches, trolls, werewolves, and hodags. How do the kids react to these creatures?
They react often in terror, but they're also kids who have watched a lot of horror movies, read a lot of Stephen King, and view these monsters they encounter as bigger and weirder challenges than the challenges they usually face, but not truly unique. They're still in scrapes that they feel they can think, talk, or act their way out of. Part of the fun of the book, I think, is watching each of these pairs of kids find the reserves inside themselves to help them overcome or survive these scrapes they get into. And so I wanted to show these kids being surprised and frightened, but also feeling like, oh, I wonder how I can get out of this one. In the same way they would think, oh, I wonder how I can get out of the big kids from the high school caught me throwing water balloons at their car or something like that.
You have said that as you were writing Hampton Heights, you started thinking of it as gentle horror. How so?
As I said, I'm cagey about spoiling what happens in individual stories, but I love making sure everyone knows before they start this book that at the end of the book, the kids are fine and they go to Burger King. That's important to me. You know, I liked the idea of a story in which the kids are in peril in some way and they face challenges. But what you're going through as a reader is not the kind of prototypical horror experience of waiting for the author to punish them in some unique, shocking, surprising, or delightful way. I wanted the sort of unbelievable creativity in this book to come out of the ways the kids find to escape these experiences. And so it was important to me to always sort of give off the vibe in the book that whatever happens, these kids are going to make it through and they're not going to suffer too badly. Now, adults, who knows? Adults might be fair game. Sorry to their manager, Kevin. You never know what's going to happen to that guy. But the kids are going to get their burgers.
That was author Dan Kois, who grew up in Milwaukee. To hear the full conversation, check out WPR's Beta. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
This is Wisconsin Today.